بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبالسند المتصل منكم من الإمام أبي عيسى محمد بن عيسى بن سارة الترمذي رحمه الله تعالى، نفعنا الله به وبكم أجمعين، آمين. قال حدثنا محمد المشاري قال حدثنا أبو عامر العقدي قال حدثنا هشام بن سعد عن سعيد بن أبي سعيد عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لينتهين أقوام يفتخرون بآبائهم الذين ماتوا إنما هم فحم جهنم، أو ليكونن أهون على الله من الجعل الذي يدهدهم الخراء بأنفه. إن الله أذهب عنكم عبية الجاهلية وفخرها بالآباء، إنما هو مؤمن تقي وفاجر شقي. الناس بنو آدم وآدم خلق من التراب. وفي الباب عن ابن عمر بن عباس رضي الله عنهم هذا حديث حسن. قال أن نهار بن موسى بن أبي علقمة الفضوي المدني قال حدثني أبي هشام بن سعد عن سعيد بن أبي سعيد عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن أبيه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: قد أذهب الله عنكم عبية الجاهلية وفخرها بالآباء، مؤمن تقي وفاجر شقي، والناس بنو آدم وآدم من تراب. هذا حديث حسن سعيد المقبري قد سمع من أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه، ويروي عن أبي أشياء كثيرة عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه، وقد روى سفيان الثوري وغيره عيد هذا الحديث عن هشام بن سعد عن سعيد بن المقبري رضي الله عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نحو حديث أبي عامر عن هشام بن سعد. آخر المسند الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد النبي وآله الطاهرين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين، ورضي الله عن الصحابة الطيبين وعمن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected guests, beloved students, today we have gathered for the Jalsa of Khatme Bukhari, and before that there will be other kitabs which will be completed. One of those kitabs is the kitab in front of us, the kitab of Imam Abu Isa At-Tirmidhi rahimahullahu ta'ala. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi, you have read in detail in the beginning of the year regarding Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi. His name is Muhammad bin Isa bin Sawrah Abu Isa At-Tirmidhi. He lived in Tirmidh, which according to the geography in the present day is in Uzbekistan. Also his teacher Imam Bukhari, who was of Bukhara rahmatullahi alayhi, he was also of that region, Uzbekistan. That is why a lot of scholars go to Uzbekistan. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi, his kunya, his nickname was Abu Isa At-Tirmidhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave his kunya to Mughira bin Shu'ba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Also in Kitab al-Salah ala al-Nabiyy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions Abdul Rahman bin Abi Layla. Abdul Rahman bin Abi Layla min kibari tabi'in. He says, wa kunyatuhu Abu Isa. Wa kunyatuhu Abu Isa. So that is why Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi has chosen this kunya for himself. Even though there are some asar traditions which suggest that one should not keep this kunya, but the evidence for the permissibility is stronger. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi, he is the author of many kitabs. One is Jami' al-Tirmidhi, also known as Sunan al-Tirmidhi, also known as Al-Jami' al-Kabir. Hafiz Abu Bakr Muhammad ibn Khair, Hafiz Abu Bakr Muhammad ibn Khair, he has mentioned in his kitab Fihrist Ma Rawahu An Shuyukh. The name of Sunan al-Tirmidhi is Al-Jami'ul Mukhtasar Min As-Sunan An Rasulillahi Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam. الجامع المختصر من السنن عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ومعرفة الصحيح والمعلول وما عليه العمل. الجامع، this kitab is جامع. It includes احاديث regarding 8 topics. المختصر من السنن، it's a concise kitab. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi's intention was not to compile all the ahadith that he came across. عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعرفة الصحيح والمعلوم. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi's intention was to compile authentic ahadith and ma'lul and defective ahadith, so he could mention and point out these ahadith are ma'lul. That is why there are some narrations in which, in the isnad of which, there might be a rabi who is muttaham bil kadhib. But Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi's udhr, an excuse for this is, or reason for this is, that he points that out. وَمَعْرِفَةُ الصَّحِيحِ وَالْمَعْلُولِ وَمَا عَلَيْهِ الْعَمَلِ. And to mention those ahadith upon which the practices of the scholars, ulama. ومعرفة الصحيح والمعلول وما عليه العمل. Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda rahmatullahi alayh has mentioned in his Risala Tahqiq Ismay Sahihayn wa Jami' al-Tirmidhi, he says that he has come across two manuscripts. One manuscript is well before the birth of Hafiz Abu Bakr Muhammad ibn Khayr, well before he was born. And on that handwritten copy, that name appears. الجامع المختصر من السنن عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومعرفة الصحيح والمعلول وما عليه العمل. And another handwritten copy he came across, that which was after Hafiz Abu Bakr Muhammad ibn Khayr passed away. That is why in a lot of prints you will see nowadays this name has been mentioned. So one is one kitab that we know, obviously Imam Tirmidhi is famous for this kitab, is this kitab, Sunan al-Tirmidhi, Jami' al-Tirmidhi. Another kitab which is also famous, Shama'il al-Muhammadiyya lil Imam al-Tirmidhi, which is a well-known kitab. He has mentioned the Shama'il of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A lot of the ahadith appear in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, but he has also added a number of extra ahadith, because Kitabul Manaqib was not enough for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Shama'il. That is why Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi chose to compile a specific kitab regarding this. Then we have Kitabul Ilal al-Saghir also. It comes at the end of Sunan al-Tirmidhi. In some prints they are put at the front because it has a strong connection with Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Then we have Kitab al-Ilal al-Kabir. This kitab with the tartib of Imam Tirmidhi is not to be found. However, another alim has arranged this kitab, and that kitab is available. And another kitab which is also matbu and in print, but I have not come across this kitab, Tasmiyatu Ashabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sheikh Shu'aib al-Arnaut rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions in his tahqiq matbu, this kitab is matbu, wal-ilmu inda Allah, al-latif, al-khabir. There are more kitab, but those kitabs are not to be found. Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayh, at the end of Sunan al-Tirmidhi, he has mentioned Abwabul Manaqib, virtues and merits of the Sahaba ikram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Merits of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, virtues of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the Sahaba ikram, then regarding places, blessed places, Makkah, Medina. Then he has mentioned mathalib, meaning the opposite of manaqib, bad things which have been mentioned regarding a few tribes. So mathalib is mentioned tab'an under manaqib in the kutub of ahadith. And the last hadith which we are going to read today is that you do not boast about lineage, about nasab, about ancestors, about forefathers. We are all equal. Even though we belong to different tribes and nations and different regions of the earth, different countries. Why has Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned this hadith at the end of manaqib? Shaykhul Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi, Maulana Zakariya, he has mentioned, well, actually the kalam is of Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi. And Shaykhul Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi has briefly mentioned in his footnote this, that two reasons. One reason is that even though you might have a certain virtue, but that doesn't mean you look down upon another person. You despise another person. So be careful, he's telling us. And number two, second reason is that we do not do ittikal, meaning we do not rely upon a virtue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might have given us. Rather, we should strive hard. So because of two reasons, Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned this hadith at the end. So the hadith teaches us, prohibits us from doing tafakhur bil ansab, boasting about lineage. So we should be humble, not be a mutakabbir, not be a person filled with proud, filled with pride, to be a proud person, no. Iyad bin Himar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his hadith is in Sahih Muslim, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَوْحَى إِلَيَّ أَن تَوَاضَعُوا حَتَّى لَا يَبْغِيَ أَحَدٌ عَلَى أَحَدٌ وَلَا يَفْخَرَ أَحَدٌ عَلَى أَحَدٌ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to me, has given this revelation to me, that adopt humility. Adopt humility. Be mutawadi'. So this is the lesson we should take from this, that we adopt humility. And how will you learn about humility when you be in the company of the humble people, the people with humility? حَتَّى لَا يَبْغِيَ أَحَدٌ عَلَى أَحَدٍ. So that one person does not wrong another person, and one person is not haughty towards another person. Pride is the root of many ills and many sins. That is why it is very important that a person refrain and stay away from takabbur, kibr. Because of pride, a person, he backbites. Because of pride, a person argues. Because of pride, a person goes to battles and wars. So this is a very important quality, meaning humility, that we should try to adopt and stay away from kibr. This hadith has been mentioned by Imam Abu Dawud also in his Sunan, in the last kitab, Kitabul Adab, but not the last hadith there. Under Bab Tafakhur Bil Ahsab, Bab Nahi Anit Tafakhur Bil Ahsab, that chapter regarding the prohibition about boasting about lineage. Sheikh Maulana Khalil Ahmed Saharanpuri, Maulana Khalil Ahmed Saharanpuri rahmatullahi alayhi, has mentioned in Badlul Majhood that Mufakhara and Tafakhur Bil Ahsab لا يجوز على وجه التكبر, that boasting about lineage In a way, showing and displaying pride is not allowed. However, for a shari'i reason, for a just reason, it's allowed. For example, when you are doing tafakhur and boasting against or in front of the enemies of deen, or you are doing it as tahdith bin ni'mah, mentioning, remembering, talking about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are a few words here. One should understand the difference between them. One is al-ujub. The other is al-kibr, takabbur. And number three, al-fakhr. What is the difference between these words? Al-ujub is self-conceit. Al-ujub means self-conceit. When you are over-happy, you feel proud that you have achieved something, you have done a good deed. Obviously, when you do a good deed, you feel happy, naturally. But this is like Qastallani rahmatullah alayhi says, he explains about al-ujub and he says, مُلَاحَظَةُ النَّفْسِ بِعَيْنِ الْكَمَالِ مَعَ نِسْيَانِ نِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Ujub is when you look at yourself with perfection, that how perfect I am, how cool I am, how perfect my deeds are. Wow, look at me. You think you look towards yourself in that way. So this is al-ujub. Like it is mentioned in the Quran, إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا. During the Battle of Hunayn, your superior numbers, they impressed you. The Sahaba thought, no one can overcome us. We are so many in number. فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا. So those numbers were not of any benefit to you. So ujub, that is ujub. Ujub leads to kibr and takabbur and pride. That is why when you have ujub, you should be very careful, because this can lead to takabbur. Takabbur is what? When you look at yourself, thinking that you are perfect, you are better, and you look down upon another person. You despise another person, then that becomes kibr. And what is fakhr? Fakhr is where you boast. You cannot contain yourself, you start boasting with your tongue. That how good I am, how perfect I am, how beautiful I am, how talented I am, and so on. So these are words that a person should remember to understand that these are slightly different from each other. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned regarding ujub, he says that think about when you think that your a'mal are of that status, they are very good, perfect. Think who you are doing it for, think of the greatness of that being who you are doing it for, whose pleasure you're seeking. Think of the blessing that you are trying to gain by doing this. Think of the punishment that you are trying to flee from. When you start thinking about these things, then what happens? Your amal becomes small, little. Your amal becomes insignificant. Because who are you doing it for? You're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why also about ilm, Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayhi says, man talaba al-ilma لِلَّهِ كَسَرَهُ. That the person who seeks knowledge for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake, كَسَرَهُ, that knowledge will break him. That knowledge will break him, will make him humble. وَمَنْ طَلَبَهُ لِغَيْرِ ذَلِكْ زَادَهُ فَخْرًا. And whoever acquires knowledge for any other reason, not for Allah's sake, not for becoming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that will increase him in fakhr and boasting. He will think, I have written so many kitabs, I am a good orator, I've got so many students. So this is something very important to learn, that our quest for knowledge should be for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These gatherings that we have where we complete these kitabs, the whole purpose behind them is that we remember how the muhaddithin, the efforts they put in, how much they strive to propagate, to collect, to compile the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because of their efforts, we are able to easily access the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had they not done this, it would have been impossible. Ibrahim al-Harbi rahmatullahi alayhi says, مَا أَعْلَمُ عِصَابَةً خَيْرًا مِّنْ أَصْحَابِ الْحَدِيثِ يَغْدُو أَحَدُهُمْ وَمَعَهُ مِحْبَرًا يَقُولْ كَيْفَ صَلَّى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ صَلَى كَيْفَ فَعَلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهِ صَلَى. That I know no better group than the Muhaddithin. One of them used to go out and they used to have an import to write, and they used to ask themselves, how did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam face salah? How did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do this and that? In other words, they were questioning, they were inquisitive, they wanted to know, they were interested. So that's how they compiled these ahadith for us. Because there is less time, let's move on to the hadith very quickly. Muhammad ibn Bashar, Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi, Ustad, he is also the Ustad of all the authors of Sihah Sittah. Muhammad ibn Bashar, from the Muhaddithin of Ahl Basra. He was known as Bundar. Bundar means Mukthir. Hafizul Hadith, fi asrihi bi baladi. He was a Muhaddith. He knew a lot of ahadith by memory in Basra. That is why he is known as Bundar. Abu Amir al-Aqadi, he narrates from Abu Amir al-Aqadi, also from Ahlul Basra, from the people of Basra. He narrates from Hisham ibn Sa'ad al-Madani. Hisham ibn Sa'ad al-Madani, there is a bit of kalam in his memory, that is why the hadith itself, with this isnad, won't be sahih, meaning it will be hasan, like Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi has pointed out and graded the hadith as hasan. However, because of other shawahid and supporting narrations, it becomes sahih li ghayri. Hisham ibn Sa'ad narrates from Sa'id bin Abi Sa'id al-Maqburi. Sa'id bin Abi Sa'id al-Maqburi. Sa'id bin Abi Sa'id al-Maqburi kana yaskunu bi maqbarati al-Baqi'. Sa'id al-Maqburi, he used to live near to maqbarati al-Baqi', the graveyard of Baqi', that is why he is known as al-Maqburi. From Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hafiz al-Sahaba, Shaykh al-Hadith of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, al-Dawsi, from the tribe of Dawes, from Yemen. He gave us the greatest number of ahadith, 5,000, more than 5,000 ahadith. A lot of the sects that attack ahadith, they attack Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala this way, that way, in order to discredit the hadith. Because if you get rid of Hazrat Abu Huraira, then what have you got left? You've got nothing. So that is why you will see Qadianis after Hazrat Abu Huraira, Shias, Rawafiz, Mu'tazila, Khawarij. He narrates from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the people who boast about their forefathers, let those people stop who boast about their forefathers, ancestors, forefathers who have died, who have passed away in the state of shirk and kufr. If we are boastful about our forefathers who died in the state of iman, still it is wrong. But this is worse, and this was the situation then. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. Innama hum fahmu jahannam. They are nothing but the coals and the fuel of Jahannam. Why are you boasting about them? So stop. Number one. Number two. أَوْلَ يَكُونُنَّ أَهْوَنَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ الْجُعَلِ الَّذِي يُدَهْدِهُ الْخِرَاءَ بِأَنِّي. Or they will be more insignificant, more humiliated in the sight of Allah than the dung beetle who rolls dung with his nose. A dung beetle, no one wants that job. Collecting, rolling dung into balls, which is used as a food source, or a breeding chamber. So a dung beetle, you have three types of dung beetles. One type is called rollers. They roll dung, and like I said, they feed on it, they breed in it, Number two, you have the tunnelers. Their job is just to get rid of it, bury it. Number three, you have dwellers who just live in that. Like I've said, nobody wants that job, even though alhamdulillah this Allah has created a creation that is getting rid of this. Otherwise, the whole earth would be a smelly place, would be filled with flies. So nobody wants that job. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that those people will be more insignificant in the eyes of Allah than the dung beetle who rolls dung with his nose. إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَذْهَبْ عَنْكُمْ عُبِّيَّةَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةَ وَفَخْرَهَا بِالْآبَاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed from you the arrogance of jahiliyyah and the boasting about forefathers. Allah ta'ala has put an end to it. Allah ta'ala has prohibited that. For example, let me give you one example quickly. When you go to Arafah, you do wukufi Arafah, the hajis, it's fard. It's a rukn, al-hajju Arafah. The Quraysh and like-minded, some tribes, they never used to go to Arafah. They used to go to Muzdalifah and return because they didn't want to step out of Haram. Arafah is outside Haram. Arafah is outside Haram. Muzdalifah is inside Haram. So they boastingly, because of their pride, they said, why should we go outside? Let the other tribes, the other Arabs go. This was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put an end to it. Everybody, whether you're from the tribe of Quraysh or not, Quraysh and non-Quraysh, everybody has to leave Haram and go to Arafah. Then I will accept your Hajj. So this is an example of إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَذْهَبْ عَنْكُمْ عُبِّيَّةَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةَ وَفَخْرَهَا بِالْآبَاءِ إِنَّمَا هُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ تَقِيٌّ وَفَاجِرٌ شَقِيٌّ. A person is either a pious believer or a wretched, miserable sinner. There are two types of people. Either you are a pious believer, you have belief, iman. Number two, you have good deeds. You are obedient, you are righteous, then you will go forward, you have a maqam, a status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though your nasab and lineage might not be so good, your background might be not so good. And then you have those people, that person who is a fajir, a shati, who is a miserable sinner, he has either got no iman, number one. Number two, he has got iman but he's a sinner. His status is low. Even though in the world, in the eyes of the worldly people, they think, oh, this person has got, he's from a noble lineage. He's got a noble lineage. Doesn't matter. إِنَّمَا هُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ تَقِيٌّ وَفَاجِرٌ شَقِيٌّ. النَّاسُ كُلُّهُمْ بَنُو آدَمْ. All the people are the children of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Your father is one, your mother is one. You are all brothers. Why should you boast about your lineage and look down upon another person? Just last week, a week or two ago, in Sindh, in Pakistan, there was a dispute between some Sindhi and some Pathan brothers. So this got out of hand. They started arguing, fighting, and then chaos spread. They started damaging the properties of the Afghan people who were there, even telling them to go away. And the people in Quetta, the people who live there, the Pathans, they were telling the Sindhi people to go out. But alhamdulillah, the ulama have done great work and they have explained, look, da'uha fa'innaha muntina. Da'uha fa'innaha muntina. Leave this type of call. Don't call upon race and where you are from, your tribes, no. You are all Muslims, you are all the children of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. So how can you be better than another person? Wa Adamu khuliqa min at-turab. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was created from dust. So you have been created from dust. The person who has been created from dust, like our father was, so we are also. How it does not behove you, it is not befitting you to wax pride, to show off, to despise another person. You are all equal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith has also been mentioned in Kitab al-Tafsir, in the Tafsir of Surah Al-Hujurat. وَفِي الْبَابِ عَنِ ابْنِ عُمَرِ Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah's hadith has been mentioned there. In the beginning it says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khataba, it says about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khataba yawma arafa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khataba yawma fathi makka. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this khutbah during the conquest of Makkah. خَطَبَ يَوْمَ عَرَفَ And towards the end he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also recited the famous verse يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَتَّقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ That the closest person, the most dearest person, the person with the most taqwa, he is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there is less time, I would like to end the talk here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to adopt piety and humility in our lives. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.